Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea. I don't know about you guys. I had to get up early today. I had a doctor's appointment. And, you know, I am not a morning person. I can, it's not that I'm cranky. I just kind of bump into walls and stuff. I'm just really quiet and subdued and mostly fast asleep. But today is so gorgeous out, and it's actually about 10 degrees cooler, 10 to 15 degrees cooler than it was yesterday, maybe even more than that. But it is so gorgeous out that I thought, okay, I'm glad, it's okay. So, look, I'm getting into the gratitude groove, right? And hopefully you will too. It's the day after income tax day, right? We all survived it. Ricky, let's put you on very first and see what's going on in your life today.
Hi.
Hi, Ricky. Yeah.
I just had a comment about your May 1st, 7 days with...
Yeah.
So it appears as though you may be a little off. You may be starving yourself for no reason at all because, one, there are people who at churches and at synagogues who give away food. Jewish organizations, they give away food. At least once a week, each of the organizations. So you may find that you can, I actually see that people go to different locations. They're about two blocks away from each other, and they can collect food for 4 days.
I know you're exactly right, Ricky. Let me just talk for just a second, because I think your point is very well taken. That I'm actually involved with at least two of those. I'm involved with the food bank and with City Harvest, and both of which do rescue food, and they have situations. They have open air markets where you can go, and you have to have an ID, but they will give you, depending on your family size. I've been there, and they did apples and potatoes and onions, and they don't do meat, although I don't know if they do meat or not. I don't know about that part. I don't eat much meat anyway, so I could care a little bit less about that. And I think your point is well taken, that they're often, if you're eligible, open-air markets and stuff like that. But still, I hear what you're saying. And look, I live in a building that has apples in the lobby every day, so you can go and get an apple. But I think the point is to understand... Your point is well taken, because I suppose if you're going to be on assistance, that you need to kind of be aware of what options you have. So I suppose that's a fair thing to do if I can find except that, look, the point is, Rick, I'm not going to be able to qualify for it. I really like your point, and I really like the fact you're thinking seriously about this. So kudos for that. But the point is, even if I said that, look, I'm going to exist on $29 a week because that's all people get in food stamps or food allowances. But, in fact, there are lots of places that you can go to get nutritious food without having – it's not a food kitchen per se. You don't have to go, and people can still do that. But the point is that even if I wanted to do that, I'm not going to be eligible for it. So you're right. This is a bit symbolic and maybe a little bit more draconian than it actually has to be. But let's say, for example, I'll tell you what my example was going to be in my own head, sort of debated my own example, which is let's say that you're sick or that you're elderly or that you're not very mobile. But the point is there's Meals on Wheels for that as well. Maybe I'll tell you what. I really like your suggestion a lot. Here's what I think we should do. I think we should all still do it because I think it's a great exercise and certainly offsets that notion of welfare cheating and that people are just, living high on the hog. There's no hog, folks. You're not even living high on the barley. So I think we should still do it. But I really like your see what you think about this. What I'd like to do is enlarge the perspective so that people who are cool like you during that week could call in and say, here's what I did. I went to the food pantry. I called Meals on Wheels. Or I went to the City Harvest open air market. So people are kind of informing one another, even though hopefully most of us who are going through this as an exercise are not going to be eligible. And they really do check. It's not a matter that you can just kind of waltz in and say, wow, that orange looks great. How about giving me an orange? You can't do that. And or even for dog food. But how about if we did that? How about, because your point is very well taken, that there are other resources. But first of all, people may not be aware of them, so that will increase people's awareness both on our side about how difficult it is to do it, but second of all, helping people to hopefully maybe listen to the program where you can talk to your neighbor about it, to know other resources. So would that be fair? Because I think your point is very well taken.
Yes, that's fair. But there are two other things that I was thinking of also.
Okay.
One, well, as you said, the places where you can go and eat, and you can actually eat there for a dollar, for lunch for a dollar.
Where was that? Because most places I know don't charge you anything.
Oh, okay. Well, there's from the Department of the Age, the Jazz, the places, they charge a dollar. But it's, I guess if you don't have a dollar, they'll still feed you. But that's what they do, just to ask everybody to help out.
Okay.
Then when I was in school and college, we had a situation where we were asking how could we survive, and, you know, on a low-budget food. And some people said, why is I fast? I only eat once a day, or I'll skip a day. I know I'm going to skip a couple of days, just as they did with the consecration week. You know, we fast for the week. And then the other one, just slipped my mind. But, you know, they're just those types of things.
Well, I think you're putting, I hear what you're saying. And I think the idea that most people feel that if you're about 20% underweight, you're going to live a percentage longer. So but the thing is, Rick, for you and me, that fasting is something that's voluntary. It's not something that you're feeling like, gee, I can either get my medication or I can eat today. That it's a different issue to say. And you know, it's interesting you bring it up. There was an article today about first-generation immigrants who in college, who basically, for example, don't go home over vacations, and quite often they don't have the resources to feed themselves. And listen, it didn't even have to be a first generation. There are people I knew at college, because I didn't go home. I had people I could often stay with, but I knew a couple of people who stayed in the dorm for over Thanksgiving or over Christmas or over Easter, and they bought a box of Cheerios and a quart of milk at the beginning of the vacation, and that's what they ate, three meals a day for the week, because it was all they could afford, which is kind of grim. So, but let's expand my view to include your, I think, very helpful perspective of alternatives, so that there's an interesting, you know, once you sort of start thinking about this, there was something in the subway I saw yesterday that's got a very attractive middle-aged woman with, you know, and it says her name, I think, is Marianne, and it says singer and author. And it said, when I need assistance, Snap is there to help me. But here's a woman, first of all, with all due respect, she's white, she's clearly educated, she's clearly at least middle class. And what she's saying, and I've met people like this, who just, they have a subsistence living, not because they're not trying, but, and you could say, well, okay, go get a job at McDonald's or something. And I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying our perception, our bigotry about who's on welfare and why they're on welfare needs to be challenged. But I love the idea of us doing this, but also people calling in during that week of saying, look, I investigated and I found that my church feeds people on the weekends, or that I found that if I go and volunteer, that if I'll sweep up at the local restaurant, that they'll feed me, or whatever it is that we have to help people understand that they can have a full belly. Because it's pretty hard. I think that's one of the real basics of human dignity, is just not being hungry all the time.
Exactly. Well, before I go, I just want to say that in order to get the food on at these places, you do have to wait on the line.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes it's
good point.
Wait. Yep. Yeah. But,
and it's okay this time of year. It's kind of pleasant. You can chat but sometimes the year waiting online is not much fun. But your point is very well taken. Ricky, listen, hopefully you'll do this with us in May, and thank you for being so thoughtful about it. And look, folks, start looking for resources. Start planning your budget. $29 per person for the week. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Let me do a couple things here. First of all, what Ricky was talking about, in case you were just joining us or are one of those strange people who don't feel that you have to listen every day for all 3 hours. I know. I'm being a little facetious here. Just a teeny bit facetious, just a teeny bit. Okay, the deal is that we did a story about Well, this has been kind of a long gestation period. We did a story last week because there are two states, Kansas, I think, and what was the other one?
I think it was Missouri.
Not Michigan. Pardon?
I think it was Missouri, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I knew it started with an M. I just couldn't remember who it was. Mm-hmm. Who? I think Kansas is saying that they're putting restrictions on. On what that you can't use your welfare money to go to a movie or to go swimming,
right?
And there's some other restrictions as well, including not being able to get a tattoo. But and you can say, well, okay, that things fall into different categories, and maybe I don't want to use taxpayer money for tattoos. But the other and all right, so let's just leave that aside temporarily. And then I think you're right, I think it's Missouri, somebody is putting restrictions that saying you can't use government assistance money for steak or lobster. And so we had this big discussion, which you guys were just incredibly, first of all, huge number of people responded. And second of all, it wasn't the usual shouting match that sometimes happens when you talk about welfare of, oh, you know, you knee-jerk liberals or more, you guys are, you know, the answer. It was great. I mean, because you guys really were thoughtful about it, about whether there should be restrictions or not, and if so, what they should be and why they should be. And it was a very thoughtful discussion, which I really appreciated. So, and in the meantime, so that was sort of situation A. Then situation B was Gwyneth Paltrow came out last week and said that that she was going to go on the $29, which is it's $29 per person per week, which is the SNAP money, which is the new name for food stamps, because it's not really food stamps. It's apparently a debit card that you've got $29 on. And she went on to show what she could buy for a week, and just got slammed for it of, oh, well, you think you're so cool, which I don't know. That I thought it was completely unfair, and I can't believe that there would ever be a time in my life where I would go on the offensive for Gwyneth, but I just thought that the criticism was completely unfair, and said that I had planned to do that with the food bank in New York last November, which is when they usually do the awareness, and for some reason it just didn't happen. They didn't do it. It wasn't. So I said, okay, well, we don't need them. We'll do it ourselves. So I made an executive decision that May 1st, for no particular reason, that we would do a week that I was going to challenge all of you guys to, and which means you're going to need to do some prior planning. Because if you just go into a grocery store with $29, you're going to be really unhappy. You may not be really incredibly happy even if you do some planning, but you can figure out you may have to go to more than one store. Cutting out coupons is perfectly legit because everybody has access to those coupons. Getting food from other people, unless it's something that everybody would have access to, I mean, your friends can't decide to bring you a casserole. Okay, that's not kosher because somebody else wouldn't absolutely have access to that. And the idea is it's $29 a person, so you do a little bit of planning, and obviously you're going to be eating a fair amount of the same thing. Which is my particular, I mean, I was thinking about it. You get a couple of cans of chili and some rice, and that could be like three or four meals. Boring is the very dickens, right? I mean, that's the problem, is that if you're trying to economize, you're going to be doing things in bulk, which means you're going to be eating a lot of something, not a whole lot of fun. But, okay, so this is the deal. And Ricky just called up, which is my point, to say, Joy, look, when you do this, you don't have to starve to death because there are places that you can go to get free food, which I know about because I'm involved in them. But my point is that first of all, if we're going to do the challenge, you and I are not going to be eligible for it because they check IDs. But what we would do, because he's got a legitimate point, that's food that City Harvest does, Rescue Food, Food Bank does. And they have seminars, and they have open-air markets, and they have food banks. So he's absolutely right. So I thought what we'd do is expend it, because even though you and I can't avail ourselves of that, we can be aware of it so we can tell other people about it who might need it. Okay, so that's the May 1st. If nothing else, we'll all be in better shape for bathing suits. He also suggested that people could fast, which I agree. And I've sort of gotten in the habit of doing that. I mean, I do it for a couple of reasons. Every once in a while I do it just because I'm feeling, I don't know, whatever. I have friends who do it at least once a month. a little more disciplined than I'm probably able. But when I'm, you know, when I'm looking in the mirror and think, oh my gosh, then I'll do that for like a day or two. But that's voluntary, and that's because I have too much to eat, not too little. So, all right, so that's, so keep that in mind. Cindy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I work in social services, and I've actually done the challenge, and I've come up with nutritious food to eat for the whole time. I just want to put a little correction. It's more than $29 a week. If you, I looked online. You could look online. It's from the Food and Nutrition Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. One person gets $194 for the month, which if you divide that by four, comes out to be $48.50 a week. So it's almost double the $29 that you've been talking about?
Well, they told me $29. I wonder if it varies from city to city or state to state.
This says it's for
but
the
federal,
continuous
so.
States and the District of Columbia. So I
okay,
just
well, all right, so 30, so 30, assuming a 30-day month, it's six. It's a little more than $6 a day. So you're right, so it's closer to $40.
So six, right, so it's $6.47 a day. So,
okay,
yeah,
so we so between now and May 1st, fair enough. I need to check out where that $29 came from, because that's if you go. I've actually gone to a couple sites. I obviously didn't go to yours. Mine say $29. I wonder if that means taxes are taken out. That would be horrible.
No.
Let me do a little more research on that, because
so. it has a whole calculator about how it works.
Okay.
And there's a greater amount, and I've done this, and I've calculated going and buying like the large bag of the generic cereal, and buying a large generic, you know, peanut butter, and
buying
the big bag of the apples, which is much cheaper than buying individual,
yep.
and a large bag
yep.
of frozen vegetables, supermarket brand, and things like
yep.
that to go on, and I've shown people how they could do this.
All right, I tell you what, are you going to do this with us? We need to figure out what the actual figure is, and I have to figure out where that 29, because it's come up a couple places, but I'll find out between now and May 1st. But will you do it with us and call in with all your special sort of clues and stuff?
I'll give you a list of foods and things. Sure.
Terrific. All righty. Listen, I because the point is awareness on both sides of the aisle, isn't it? Of understanding.
But, you know, as your caller a couple minutes ago just mentioned, people who need these services, they know how to go to different organizations where they get free food, where they get different things, where they sign up for programs. And programs allow them to have a free breakfast, computer use, other use of other different things that they need. So they wind up signing up for different programs, other things.
How do they do that? When they sign up for food stamp, for SNAP, that's when you sign up?
Well, it's just, you know, belonging to different groups, going to different groups, signing up
yep.
for classes or work-related programs.
How do people find... See, my concern is that the people who most need that information don't necessarily have access to it. So how do people get access to it?
There are different organizations, neighborhood organizations that they can go to that can help them get access to these.
All right, Cindy, let me put you on hold for a minute. Come right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message has resonated with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Cindy about my latest project. And Cindy's being incredibly helpful. First of all, she says, I'm a bit misinformed, which, honest, as recently as Tuesday, they had told me 29. So I'm going to send off. I was going to put Manny on it, but I said, no, I'll just get in touch with him and say, look, my understanding is that it's $194 a month, not, let's see, what would, I'm $29 times 4 would be $120. So it's a huge difference, about 100, you know, it's probably almost a 50% difference. So I'll find out about that. But she's also saying that there are all sorts of resources. And the thing is, I wonder, it's too bad there's not one kind of clearinghouse where people could go sort of one-stop shopping and find out all the things they were eligible for. I guess that would be too easy. Do you have any suggestions of people?
There's a couple things I can suggest. Number one is if you have children, I'm in New York. If you have children, Breakfast is free. Breakfast is free for everybody. Send the kids to school for breakfast. You will, if you're eligible for these kind of funds, you'll definitely be getting free lunches. But the kids eat breakfast and lunch at school. Over the summer, there's trucks stationed in various locations in New York where you can get free lunch. Everybody, adults, children, seniors, anybody can get free lunch. And they give you a sandwich, and they have a choice of four or five sandwiches. You get a piece of fruit, and you can get milk or something else to drink. Okay, so that's one option. There are neighborhood organizations. I work for Dress to Success. We've spoken before. But there's an organization such as the River Fund, which is in Queens. They are a food pantry, and they can help you with all of these services, sign you up for any services that you need, help you get access to all these different services, low-cost medical screenings or free medical screenings, attorneys to help you, move through all these different programs. And there's many other different neighborhood organizations that people should look for. And go to AARP, go to the library can probably help you find different resources. You can contact SNAP on your own. And there's numbers online of all the different, SNAP in every different state. And, you know, if you can talk to a person, you can have them help you maneuver through the system.
That's a great idea. And I think, you know, as you know, I've told the story before. I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston, and I was a starving graduate student. I was putting myself and a husband through graduate school, and I just had no money. Part of my job in the Redevelopment Authority was to do home visits, among other things. And I would notice that the people I was visiting, who in theory were in much more dire shape than I was, had Oreos. I had whatever the store brand was, that they would buy name brands. And my first response was, wow, you know, how come you can get that and I can't? Which was a stupid response. And what I realized was that I have access to different things because I'm educated, I speak English as my primary tongue, and I wasn't particularly embarrassed by the fact that I had no money, as opposed to somebody who feels, I think they don't have the same mindset, and so buying a name brand makes a lot of difference to somebody who feels marginalized as opposed to me, who didn't feel marginalized at all. I just felt poor. So I think part of it is just helping people to understand. And part of this ad in the subway says, I paid into Social Security and I need some help. And so it was trying to offset that notion that somehow you're the undeserving poor, or if you were, you know, a better person. I mean, it's a good campaign. And I think that's part of what I'm really trying to do, and obviously you're trying to do as well, which is educate people about the realities as opposed to sort of anybody playing into our preconceived notions of what it is to be poor.
Right, and there's all kinds of ways to, all the women's magazines have had a cook for a family of four a dinner for under $10. Food goes longer when you're spreading amongst other people.
Yeah, it does.
Have to buy a whole bag of potatoes, but one person is not going to get through a bag of potatoes, but a family of four or more will get through it faster.
Well, exactly, and that's my point about being a single person, is anything I buy, I'm going to be eating for a long time if I'm really trying to economize, because you're right, buying one potato is expensive. Buying 5 pounds is not nearly as expensive, but 5 pounds of potatoes means I'm going to be eating a lot of potatoes.
And a lot of people go to, like, their religious organizations, which often after services will have a meal provided, or at least some sort of nourishment provided. So they'll go to a synagogue or church or something, and then they'll get lunch.
Yeah. And I went to a friend's bar mitzvah or kid's bar mitzvah in D.C., and there were maybe, I don't know, 40 or 50 people in the bar mitzvah, and they had lunch afterward, and there were like 200 people, and I said, what's this? And they said essentially the same thing, is that was a very common phenomenon, is that part of the experience was being generous and open to people who needed it. So it was just kind of a different kind of experience than I was used to. And as I said, I've worked at soup kitchens for most of my life, or volunteered at soup kitchens. But I think what you're saying is incredibly helpful. And what we need to do is somehow lift the burden of shame that this is an a wicked thing to do, or somehow that you're remiss as a human being. And I think that's kind of part of my point of, you know, try it. And of course, it's not the same experience because this is voluntary for us. And as Ricky said, you know, it's one thing to fast voluntarily. It's another to not have an option. So,
absolutely.
Madam, thank you greatly for your help. And hopefully you'll sort of get involved with us on May 1st. And I will find out. I will do some research between hopefully now and tomorrow about the difference between what I was told and what you're telling me.
So, yeah, I'm right now on the SNAB website, and it's giving you a larger number. So
terrific. Cindy, okay. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening, and hopefully you'll get involved with us as May 1st as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow, Manny, who knew? We may have found something that lots of people are interested in, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Deal.
Pardon?
I said, yeah, it's a crazy deal. I mean, it's just
well,
amazing.
Yeah, it's something. You know, my point is really awareness more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Just sort of, and look at the difference. Just in this was a topic I kind of bungled into because it's not something, and it's not really political. It would seem to me that the basics of having a full belly, there's nothing more fundamentally human than that.
Right.
And but how. You know, how different the emotions are about it, how different the information is about it. I mean, look, just presumably I'm relatively well-educated, relatively well-informed, and there's some question about the actual amount. And I know that the $29 was exactly what I know it was the Gwyneth Paltrow thing, and I know that the food bank. So I'm going to say to them, okay, folks, let's help me with this discrepancy, because if I'm misinformed, so is everybody else going to be.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be. I mean, the difference between 42 and 29 is a lot of money. I mean, it's 50%.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Alrighty. So this will be right down on your calendar, May 1st. And get your kids involved. Get your mother-in-law involved. Get everybody involved, because it's a way of educating ourselves in a positive kind of way. It's a way of being connected. I have to tell you a kind of a fun story that it sort of has to do with this, at least in my mind, which is I had one of those days yesterday where nothing quite fit, you know, that I was early to someplace and they actually could deal with me early. But so I had some time lapse and I was all over the city. I was from lower Manhattan to the upper east side, then I had to be in Times Square. And it was just a lot of running around. It was a beautiful day, but it was one of those days where nothing quite fit. So I ended up in a part of the city of which I'm completely unfamiliar with about an hour and a half to kill. I never have time to kill, right? I mean, my life is sort of so overscheduled, it's ridiculous. And it turns out I ran into somebody that I didn't know very well at a place that neither of us ever are. And I said, you know, and he said, well, why don't you go to a restaurant? And I said, well, because I'm really trying to lose a little weight, so I don't want to do that. And there wasn't a movie around that I hadn't seen. I couldn't just sit and do something with my cell phone because it was not as charged up as I should have been. I don't know. So I think he actually may, the woman he was with said, well, you know, I said, there's not even any place to shop. And she said, there's a resale store. And he said, oh, yeah, that was the one that I'd showed you before and you didn't like it very much. And I said, you know, in a storm, any port. So I went to this resale store. I need nothing. I love resale stores. I love consignment stores. But, I don't need anything. And I spent an hour and a half there sort of being the personal shopper for people there. And more fun. I got people coats and dresses and scarves to go with them and shoes to go with. And they said, wow, is this what you do for a living? And I said, not exactly. But so I got to be personal shopper at the resale store yesterday. And it was perfect because it sort of killed some time, but in a way that was not terribly useful to me, except it made me feel good. But it was terribly useful to them. So I'm now going to be the joy of the discarded. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we sort of got a little distracted with the discussions about the food challenge, which we're going to do in a couple of weeks. So, we forgot to ask Manny the question that inquiring minds definitely want to know, which was, how was the ball game last night?
It was pretty fun. I took my 7-year-old nephew and initially I thought he had never been to a Twins game before, and then I found out that he had went with his after school program a year ago.
Darn. But this is the first time you got to go with Uncle Manny, so that's
different. Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. The weather was nice, and the Twins.
Did you have to buy him all sorts of junk food?
Yeah, well, he wanted cheese curds really bad. Like, he was talking about, the whole time we were riding to the stadium, he kept talking about how he wanted the cheese curds. And I said, okay, Chris, we'll get you the cheese curds. You've never had cheese curds before?
Are they just cheese over French fries?
They're basically like cheese balls They're just like balls of cheese, and they're deep fried.
Oh my goodness! Sounds like a heart attack. It is.
It's incredibly bad for you, but they're very, very good.
Well, no, I've never even heard of them. Cheese curds. I mean, I know what curds and whey are, but I don't think cheese curds. All right. So, what kind of cheese? Probably Velveeta or something.
I think it might have been some sort of American cheese. I'm not sure exactly what kind of cheese they
use. And then you put them in a ball and you fry them?
Yep, and then you deep fry them, and then they're just like little fried cheese balls, kind of.
You can hear them, like, hardening your arteries like catnip. Okay, so did we get those?
Yep, got them for him. I didn't have any. I had some chili instead.
And, oh, good. Health food, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have chili at ball games?
Yeah, well, it's funny because... You know, in Minnesota, it's still kind of, you know, a little cooler this time of year.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'm sitting there eating the chili the whole time, and I'm thinking, okay, when we get to about July and August, how many people are actually going to be buying a bowl of chili at a baseball game when it's, you know, 90 degrees?
I don't know. Listen, I was a judge for a chili cook-off. And I don't know if chili cook-offs still exist. I'm sure they do. But at one point, they were hugely lucrative. That the top prize, the person who'd won the most, had won like a couple of $1 million in chili cook-offs.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this whole... But the point of my story, I guess, which apropos to your story, is it was at the San Jose State Fair, and I was a judge, and it was in July. It was 120 degrees. And people were not only eating chili. What you learn after the first bite is don't put anything in your mouth until you smelled it, number one. And number two, you don't, no matter how yummy it is, you take a little tiny, teeny, because the whole thing about chili is beans or no beans, black or red, with or without spices, with or without meat. I mean, there's this whole esoteric kind of thing. But let me tell you about tasting like hundreds of kinds of chili when it's 120 degrees. I would not recommend it, but I would still recommend it over eating a hot dog under any circumstances. So. All right, so you had chili.
Yep, and chili.
So did the two of you, were you throwing up at the ninth inning or not?
No, we were fine. He was excited, and we had really good seats. We were behind, directly behind home plate, and maybe about 10 rows back.
Now, how did you get the tickets? You just went online and got them?
Yep, I just went on and.
Because somebody Groupon just sent me a thing that said you can get $10 Yankee tickets, which I'm tempted to do.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, they're probably up in the nosebleed section, but I don't care.
Well, I mean, even then, I mean.
Yeah, because tickets, I think, are usually $40 or something.
Yeah.
And that's if that's not very good seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, then.
All right, so, and Twins won, yeah?
They did. They beat the Royals, and they gave Kansas City their first loss of the season. You know, the Royals got to the World Series last year, so they're really good. So
good time was had, Bob. Well, I sort of felt like, you know, people, you had said you were going to go, and people wanted to know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so for today, I assume that you're wearing your pajamas to work.
I'm not. I'm actually wearing I'm wearing a pair of jeans, and I'm wearing a Minnesota Wild T-shirt.
Very close.
Hockey playoffs for Minnesota's team start tonight. So.
My goodness. If it weren't for sports, I'm probably the least sporty person you've ever dealt with. Although I'm sporty in my own. But all right, so today is actually Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. So I said we should put up on Facebook what people wear to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times can people say nothing? But we'll see. Right? It's also a National High Five Day, which is, if you're going to wear your pajamas to work, you better be prepared to be tearful. Please don't do this. National Healthcare Decisions Day, which I think is not true. Healthcare decisions, I think, had to be made a while ago. Because there's one time, I think from December to, I don't know, I think it's March or something, you can opt in or out of a healthcare plan, but I don't think today is one of them. But I don't know. I don't know who makes these things up. I do want to add that there is one thing on today in history that has great relevance for me, which is in 1910. No, I was not alive there. Cut me some slack here. The oldest existing indoor ice hockey arena was used for the sport. The 20th century was built. It was open. All right. So do you know what that was without peeking?
I don't remember. I think it's in Boston somewhere.
You're right.
Right?
The Boston Garden.
Remember,
okay,
yeah.
So here's why it has relevance to me, other than the fact that I lived in Boston, is my first night on the air was an emergency situation where they called me up I think they talked with me two or three days before, and I was going to start in, I think I was supposed to start in October or something. And this was, I think, the last day of August. Does that make any sense? Would there have been a preseason game in August, the end of August? Maybe.
And for hockey?
Yeah. It was either August or September.
It might have been like early September.
It was either the very end of August or the very end of September. It was one or the other. I should go back and look. But the ice had melted in Boston Garden. And so they called up and said, you have to come in.
That. What year was this? Was this late 80s?
No. Early 80s.
Okay. Well, yeah, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. It was the ice had melted in Boston Garden, so they couldn't play. And they called me and said, you have to come in. And you have to understand, at that point, there were no women on the air. There were no psychologists on the air. And people listened to the station at that particular time slot to hear the Bruins. You know, it was Bobby Orr's day and, you know, Phil Esposito. And so it was a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, they haul me in. And as I said before, the program director didn't like women, didn't like psychologists at all, didn't like intellectuals, and was going through a divorce. So he was not a happy camper. And he had not hired me. The owner of the station had hired me. And so he sort of had instructions because they had me come in to find out how to run the board. Well, basically, I had a producer and an engineer. So there was no board to run. I mean, you literally had to push one button. And I was an engineer. I mean, I'd worked on the space program. I'm not phobic about that stuff. I had 6 pages of notes. And I have really small handwriting. So I came in and I started talking. And then I realized what I wanted to do was take a break and let someone else talk. And what I realized is there was no one to talk. And I looked over to my producer, who at the time was maybe 22 years old. And I saw what he was going to look like as a very old man. And I just started talking. I mean, because what you do if you've never done this before is you either have a topic or better a guest. And they told me not to do that because this guy really hated me. He really wanted me to fail. I could probably tell you any program I've done in the last 20 some years except that one. And if you gave me $1 million, I don't think I could do three words out of it. So Boston Garden, there you go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.